Okay.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. I'm Carol Look, EFT Master in LCSW, and I'm delighted you are here for this first call for the package called Access Divine Guidance. You all are here because you bought Package B through John Burgos' Beyond the Ordinary show. So I'm thrilled for those of you who are brand new to this work, and I'm just happy to have all of you here. And we have people from all over the place, so that's exciting. I'm here. My friend Gretchen and colleague Gretchen is here doing the recording. So thank you, Gretchen. She'll be in the background. She will actually take your questions and your calls when you press star 2, when we're ready for that. All right. So you all have received that package page. And if you didn't, well, you would have received it. Email me, carol@carollook.com, if you want it again. You are on this list now because I have your email address because you did buy that package page. So there's lots of wonderful stuff, brand new recordings on that page, all sorts of things. So let me know if you have any questions about that. But today our live call, which then will be recorded and you all get access to it forever, is about how to access divine guidance. And your second call is Find Your Next Yes, and that is next Tuesday at the same time, 3 o'clock Eastern time. So that will be April 5th. So today, what we're talking about is how to access divine guidance. Now, everybody goes about this a little differently, and everybody has a different definition of that. So what's really important for you is to understand, what does that mean to you? Divine guidance, extra help, extra support. What does divine mean? How much of that feels like your intuition? How much of it feels like angels or spirit guides? How much of it is just knowing on a very deep level that you can access help, support, and guidance from another plane? Okay, and if any of that language doesn't fit with you, use your own language. But what I have found, I've been a psychotherapist now, I hate to say it, I think 25 years. 18 of those years I've been using the tapping, the EFT, to help people clear their blocks to getting what they want. And what I found with the divine guidance and intuition work is that people are unaware of how much is in their way. So there's noise, there's static, there's emotional doubt, there's limiting beliefs, you know, I'm not supposed to access divine guidance. There's, you name it, there's fears, feelings, and beliefs that get in our way. And what I have found is that when people refuse to work on those, they don't get anywhere. So you must clear all the excess static and noise, whether it comes in the form of beliefs or feelings, anything limiting, and then you are peaceful, quiet, and still, and then you can access the guidance. So whether you access guidance by quote-unquote signs that you get, whether you access guidance because you feel it in your tummy, whether you access guidance because you get some other kind of information, however you get it, we want to be clear as possible so we know when we get it that it's real and it's true and it's worth following, right? So that is what we're going to talk about and tap about today. So if any of you are new to the tapping also, please let me know, and I'll lead you through the sequences. So now, without further ado, I would like to open it up. I warned you in the email. I said we're not going to do a lot of intro, not a lot of discussion or slides or anything. I want this to be really about you and your lives and clearing what's in your way to really living a life with integrity and support and satisfaction and clarity, really deep clarity. All right, so Gretchen, if you could call on people, anybody can get a turn. You press star 2, and what I'll do is just check in with you, what's going on, what's in your way, what are you struggling with that might be in your way of being able to access extra guidance, or you might have something else going on, and then I'll do a short turn with you where I'm using my guidance, my intuition, and using the tapping technique to help you really know what next step to take, to help clear the blocks and really, you know, find what your next, you know, really go to the next step so that you're not so confused anymore about making a decision or about how to access it. So, Gretchen, I thought we would get started right away.
All right. So all you need to do is press star 2 to raise your hand to have some time with Carol to work on your tapping. And also, if you're on the webcast, you can write in your question in the Q&A, and I can pass that information along to Carol. So either way works. But start to raise your hand.
Awesome. We get great questions on the webcast, so that's fun too. All right. So any question goes, even if you have a question about the package, but I just want to hear from you. What are you struggling with? What's going on?
All right. I can see there's a lot of you on here. So what this call is go ahead and raise your hand, guys, if you want this time with Carol. I'm telling you, from my own personal experience, this is time that you definitely want to take advantage of. So star two to raise your hand, and any questions about the package or guidance or, you know, whatever, just raise your hand. Star two.
And no question is too – somebody said to me once, oh, this is a beginner's question. I said, we're all beginners. Come on. No question is too beginnerish for us.
Okay. I don't see any hands raised. Let me just check the webcast quick.
Star two, and then Gretchen will call on you.
Okay, I don't see any hands raised, but I do see a written in question.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody is asking about, so their question is, I'm worried that the information I get might not be from my angels. I'm worried how to determine whether or not it's my ego or whether or not it is divine information.
Mm. Well, great question. It depends how you're, first of all, you need to look at what you're asking and how you're asking. And then do you know what the clarity of divine guidance feels like? Because once you know what it feels like, you will know whether it's an ego hit or it's information and a nudge to take a left or a right or, you know, to do something. So the worry is very, very important because the worry will cloud your judgment, right? The worry will make you not be able to discern, and that's a big thing that we have to do, discern whether the information we're getting is just our ego or a fear talking. So I know that for me it feels very different. Okay, so you've got to do some practicing. You have to know how you're asking. Are you asking the right questions? And then what is it that you're getting? Because one of the things that we talked about in the big class that you all have access to the course on your Package B, one of the things we talked about is asking properly, receiving, hearing, and being able to identify, is that a knee-jerk reaction that's a fear and that's why I'm not taking this decision, or is that guidance saying don't go there yet? And I split it up sometimes into a yes, a no, and a maybe. And a maybe is a no for today, that's for sure. Gretchen, if there's not anyone with a raised hand right now, what I'd like to do is tap for you with you as my echo. Sometimes I use Gretchen as my echo. And I'd like to work on what she or he asked.
All right, yep, I'm ready.
Oh, okay. So everybody, go ahead. Oh, if they could write in too, if any of you guys are new to tapping. So what we're doing with tapping is tapping on the acupuncture points instead of using needles. And what we do is we calm down the fight or flight response in the brain. So when you're worried, when you're stressed out, when you have fear, when you have cravings, when you have a phobia, when you have trauma, all of that raises this part in your brain and gets it activated, and then you don't think clearly, and then you start making responses that are quite impulsive. So what we do is we calm down the brain around whatever topic you bring up, and that allows you to think clearly and make very straightforward decisions that feel right to you. So what we're going to do is about this person's worry. Also, if you have a write-in question, ladies and gentlemen, put your first name if you want to. We'd love to hear who's on the call. All right. So what I'm going to do is direct Gretchen to do the tapping with me on this worry. And you all follow along with me. I'm going to narrate where the points are. I know most of you already know what this system is. All right, karate chop point. So everybody, you tap on the karate chop point. You have one on your left hand and your right hand on the side of your hand. And you just tap there with your fingertips. And this is how we start the tapping. So Gretchen, she said, I'm worried that the information might be my ego and not, not divine, right?
Yes.
All right, so try this. Even if you all, some of you don't have that problem, tap along anyway so you get a cadence and rhythm of how the tapping works, and it might help you on something else anyway. Karate chop point. Even though I'm worried that the information I'm getting might be my ego.
Even though I'm worried that the information I'm getting might be my ego.
I choose to feel calm and peaceful about it anyway.
I choose to feel calm and peaceful about it anyway.
Even though I'm worried that the information I'm getting might be from my ego.
Even though I'm worried about the information I'm getting might be from my ego.
I accept who I am and how I feel.
I accept who I am and how I feel.
So everyone, we do that two or three times. It's called the setup statement. Then we just name the problem so we can bring up the file in your brain and really pay attention to it in order to release it and soothe it. And what we're doing, of course, is we're validating your feeling. Instead of all these people that are pretending you don't have to feel your feelings, run away from them, pretend they're not there, we need to validate our emotions because they are creating incredible responses in our body. Okay? Eyebrow. So then we tap on the eyebrow point, and it's just the beginning of the hair of either eyebrow. I'm worried the information is coming from my ego.
I'm worried the information is coming from my ego.
The next point is on the outside side of one of your eyes, left or right, just on the corner there. What if the information is coming from my ego?
What if the information is coming from my ego?
And then under the eye, what if the information isn't divine?
What if the information isn't divine?
The next point is under your nose, on your upper lip, what if the information isn't divine?
What if the information isn't divine?
And the next tapping point is called your chin point, above your chin, below your lower lip. I'm afraid it might be my ego talking.
I'm afraid it might be my ego talking.
Then the next point is your collarbone point. Tap where the knot of a man's tie would be. And then I know that you're tapping on one of those little knobs. I'm afraid it might be my ego.
I'm afraid it might be my ego.
The next point is under the armpit, either side, 4 inches below your arm. What if I'm not getting the right answer?
What if I'm not getting the right answer?
And then we end by tapping on the top of that. What if we don't get the right answer?
What if we don't get the right answer?
What if this isn't divine?
What if this isn't divine?
Good. Then you take a breath. And as part of the process, so then what you would do is get your worry down, down, and down. So what if it is your ego is the next question to ask. So what? Feel it. Feel if you know what's your ego. What I know is that divine guidance to me just doesn't feel like my ego because it doesn't feel like fear and it doesn't feel like protection, right? And the ego is always protecting us from fears and making us do certain things to protect ourselves. My divine guidance feels so calm and so peaceful and so clear to me, I don't question it anymore. I used to question it because actually it didn't seem loud enough. It didn't seem dramatic enough. But my divine guidance is not dramatic. It's clear, but it's not dramatic. So you get your worry down low enough and then start looking at it and saying, but I know what ego feels like. That doesn't feel like ego. And then practice on small decisions. Don't practice on enormous, should I move to California or stay in New York kind of decisions. Practice on small things. Does that feel like my ego? Does that feel like divine guidance? How does divine guidance come to you? That's one of the big questions. How do you get it? Are you clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient? Right? Do you see, hear, or feel? See, hear, or feel? What is it that makes you know it's information? So I don't see. I have lots of visionary stuff, but that's not how I get my answers. I don't see something. I feel it in my gut, and it is clear as a bell, and there is no arguing. It's just very, very clear. But I had to learn that about myself. I'd love to hear something. Are you kidding? That would be easy. That would be great if I could just hear something or see something flash in front of my eyes. It's not how I get information. I know it. It is clear. And I have trouble taking the other road. So if the answer for me is to go right, when I start to go left, it doesn't feel right because I'm denying the guidance that I've been asking for. So it takes a lot of practice. So let's do one more quick one, Gretchen. Let's go right to the eyebrow point again. So everyone, we did the setup. Even though I'm worried, I accept myself anyway. Go right to the eyebrow. What if it's my ego?
What if it's my ego?
Side of the eye. So what if it is?
So what if it is?
under the eye, maybe I don't know how to discern divine guidance yet.
Maybe I don't know how to discern divine guidance yet.
Under the nose, but I'm working on it.
But I'm working on it.
Chin point. I wonder how it comes to me.
I wonder how it comes to me.
Collarbone. I wonder what signs I'm going to get.
I wonder what signs I'm going to get.
Under the arm. It's okay to be unclear.
It's okay to be unclear.
Top of the head. Because I want to be right about it.
Because I want to be right about it.
Because I respect it and it's sacred information.
Because I respect it and it's sacred information.
Good. Take a breath. And that's actually another good point. Divine guidance never tells you to do something even a little bit mean or nasty or petty or to block somebody out or to be rude. You would never get divine guidance that would direct you in that way. That's the other reason I know. It's like if you're getting an ego thought that like, oh, I'm mad at her and I'd like to say something snippy, you would never get divine guidance that way. So it takes practice, it's really important to know you've got to lower that worry, right? Lower that so that you can be really clear about what you get. And one of the problems I have found is that people have so much going on. They are so overwhelmed. They wouldn't know divine guidance if it bit them because they can't be still and quiet enough. So one of the practices I do is I meditate every day. I'm also tapping every day. But I have been tapping every day for years. I have not been meditating every day for years. So that's helping me get more still and get more quiet and be able to discern and learn what's divine guidance and what's monkey mind. What is my doing a to-do list and fearful, and what is clarity and peace and knowing, right? For me, it's knowing that I'm going in the right direction. Awesome. So that's a big thing, everybody, to tap on is your worry. What if I make the wrong decision? There's a lot of perfectionism out there. What if I do it wrong? What if I make the wrong decision? What if I don't do it right? What if it's not perfect? And it doesn't matter what field you're in, perfectionism is getting in our way. So thank you for that webcast question. Very, very helpful. And a great topic for all of us. All right. So accessing divine guidance, how do you do it? What do you do? Let's move on and see if there are other questions. Anybody live, star 2, want to ask a question or do some tapping around this topic or another topic that you're struggling with, either because you've started with a package and it's bringing up some material or just something else that's going on.
Okay, we have a couple hands raised now. The first one has the last 4 digits of your number, 1501. You are unmuted.
Hi, Carol. It's Patty.
Hey, Patty. How are you?
Fine. I guess my question is, how do I often will wake up in the morning already feeling anxious.
Mm.
So is that obviously coming from, well, you know, I'm sleeping. So I'm already, I'll wake up and my heart is pounding and I'm sort of like, wait, so is that something I try to do maybe more before? But I'm not feeling anxious when I go to sleep. But
not,
maybe
do you know what's happening when you're sleeping? Are you? Do you feel like you're waking up sleeping well? Do you feel well rested, but you wake up and you're on it?
The mornings that I'm anxious, no, I probably just don't feel refreshed. I'm not refreshed,
Okay, and do you know, with only telling us as much as you want, do you know what you're so anxious about?
Yes, just, stepping up and, with my business and, getting out and doing more with my business, building a business.
Okay. Perfect.
And attracting, yeah.
So what's perfect about it, everybody listening to Patty, is that you can think you're going along fine and you go to sleep and then you wake up with your eyes wide open and you're already worried.
Yeah.
And it's about shining, stepping out, really going out in a big way with your business. Now, 2 things. So about divine guidance, when we're that anxious, it's very easy to block out any sense of intuition or divine guidance of do this next step. oh, do this. Oh, you'll feel mm-hmm. support if you do this. Oh, this is a good idea to call this person back. We can't hear it when we're anxious because the nature of anxiety in the brain and the
yeah.
body, the nature of anxiety is to do anything to fix it. And
right.
sometimes fixing it means we go into overdrive and we work too hard. And sometimes fixing it means, you know, there's so many things we do to not feel. But I know that you can't get access the guidance if you're too anxious. So here's
right.
where does that make sense?
Yeah, because also I was getting up really early and doing this exercise, I think, just to avoid that. But it wasn't
okay.
necessarily solving.
Yep. No, not solving. It covered the time and
well,
probably helped expend some of the anxiety, but it wasn't helping. So the first thing we know is that anxiety blocks the getting any kind of guidance, whether you call it divine guidance or if that's too much, your intuition or just a feeling to take this next move, right? So then
mm-hmm.
the next question would be, why are you afraid to shine?
Right.
You know, are you afraid to shine, and do you know why
yeah.
you're afraid to step out in your business?
Then I'll be, what's the word? I'm trying to say, I know what this is, I'm blocking. Because then I will first be, you know, responsible. I'll be
okay.
For other people as well in the business
mm-hmm.
and also, and I'll, you know, obviously I'll stand out.
And
yeah.
So let's go. So here's what you do when someone's afraid of standing out. Then you just say, so if you stand out, what's the downside of standing out? Why would that be bad to stand out in a successful way in your business?
Well, in the business, it's good. It just feels so uncomfortable for me. I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to be successful and shine, but not be in the spotlight either. I don't know if there's
yeah.
a halfway to
mm-hmm.
do it.
And what's so uncomfortable about standing out? Now, all of you, I know you all have your own businesses, or you work for someone else, or you're part of a company, or you're, you know, whatever you're doing in your life, whether it's business or not. These are the things that get in our way. Part of us wants to be successful at home or in our business, and the other part is saying, no, don't go there, don't do it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
that conflict is what we have to resolve, or else we wake up with anxiety and we can't hear divine guidance.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why everybody on this call, this is applicable to. So what's so uncomfortable about standing out for you?
I suppose being a person, because mine's, you know, being judged in some way,
yeah.
whether it's positive or negative, which is interesting, because
mm-hmm.
even
mm-hmm.
if it's positive, I don't want to stand out.
Okay.
Even if it's,
so afraid of being judged, and it could even be a congratulatory or positive judgment.
Yeah.
You just don't want the attention.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Right.
You just don't want
yes.
the attention. Okay. Okay, so now there are two things that we're going to help you with. One is that anxiety in the morning, and the other is just saying, hey, you know what? People are judging you right now. People are judging you yesterday. People
right.
judge you in the supermarket. People don't stop judging. We have to neutralize our fear about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, makes sense.
Right? And when you neutralize your fear about it, then it's like, oh, please, I'm doing the best I can. I'm doing good for other people.
Right.
Isn't your business helping other people?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. So you're doing well
yes.
and doing, you know, trying to help other people. It's like if someone wants to judge it, we have to spend less time there in that space
mm-hmm.
of worrying about it. Okay. So right now on a scale of 0 to 10, Patty, how anxious
mm-hmm.
do you feel just telling me the story and just kind of going through it and thinking of shining and standing out?
Yes, it's definitely at least an 8.
An 8 right now. Okay.
Yeah.
And is any of that talking on the call or is that just the whole topic?
No, just the topic.
Okay.
No.
All right. Now, what I know, and everybody listening, what I can promise you is Patty's been judged before or else she wouldn't have this issue. So any of you who are afraid of criticism, you've been judged before, you're afraid to fail, this will hit for you as well. So try this. And Patty, you know the tapping, so you know where to tap.
Yes.
Karate chop point. Even though I'm afraid of being successful.
Even though I'm afraid of being successful.
Because then I'll stand out.
Because then I'll stand out.
And I know they're going to judge me.
And I know they're going to judge me.
I deeply and profoundly accept my feelings.
I deeply and profoundly accept my feelings.
Even though I feel really anxious about standing out.
Even though I feel really anxious about standing out.
Because then they can judge me.
Because then they can judge me.
I accept that I've always been uncomfortable with shining.
I accept that I've always been uncomfortable with shining.
Even though I'm afraid to stand out.
Even though I'm afraid to stand out.
I think they're going to judge me in some way.
I think they're going to judge me in some way.
I accept who I am and how I feel.
I accept who I am and how I feel.
So that's what we do with the setup statement, and we just help validate the feelings instead of trying to push it away. We say, hey, this is the truth. I'm afraid of being judged. So then tap on your eyebrow point. I'm afraid if I'm successful.
I'm afraid if I'm successful.
Side of the eye, and I really step up in my business.
And if I really step up in my business.
Under the eye, they're going to judge me.
They're going to judge me.
Under the nose, good or bad.
Good or bad.
Chin, I'm afraid of being judged.
I'm afraid of being judged.
Collarbone. I'm afraid of standing out.
I'm afraid of standing out.
Under the arm, and I don't want the responsibility.
And I don't want the responsibility.
Top of the head, being successful feels like more pressure.
Being successful feels like more pressure.
Good. Take a breath. So then we go back and we test. I'm afraid of shining. That was our testing statement, I think. I wrote it down. That was an 8. So, well, I just asked you how you feel about this whole story in general.
Right.
How are you feeling about it now? Shining, stepping up, all those topics.
Yeah, no, I definitely came down to at least a 4 concealed body.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Anything else come up that was useful for you? Like, oh, it's about that old time someone judged me, or oh, it's really about appearance. You know, anything else come up that was interesting for you?
Well, the words sounded almost silly to me, like, oh, well, I really shouldn't worry. But when tapping on the head, being successful feels like, was it more pressure? I think it was said being successful feels like more pressure. I think that really summed it up.
Okay. You'll have to do more, some impression that if you're more successful, you have to do more, you have less time, all of those assumptions about success.
Right, or just more, yes, okay.
Okay.
Great, well, thank you.
Good. Let's do one quick one. I'm going to do one on the karate and then go around again. Karate chop. So everybody, you take the next statement, the next thing the person's worried about, and we go there. Karate chop. Even though I'm still afraid that success means more pressure,
even though I'm still afraid that success means more pressure,
I deeply and completely accept all of me.
I deeply and profoundly accept all of me.
Eyebrow. Success makes me feel pressured.
Success makes me feel more pressured.
Side of the eye. No wonder I wake up anxious.
No wonder I wake up anxious.
Under the eye. Success means pressure to me.
Success means pressure to me.
Under the nose, I feel too much responsibility.
I feel too much responsibility.
Chin, and I'm afraid of the pressure I'll be under.
And I'm afraid of the pressure I'll be under.
Collarbone, what if I could get really present?
What if I could get really present?
Under the arm, do the best job I know how to do.
Do the best job I know how to do.
Top of the head, and really feel good about how I'm helping others.
And really feel good about how I'm helping others.
Good. Take a breath. So we try to take the edge off of that pressure. How's that feel?
Yes, much better. And I almost, you know, it's just brought almost such relief, almost to tears, because that's exactly what I want to do. It's just to do it in my own, because I know I can do it my own way, which is very nice. They're nice with my heart, so.
That's wonderful. And the four, so 8 to a 4, and how are you doing now?
Yeah, it's much, I mean, really down to a 2.
So recommendation for homework, Patty, I would tap a couple of minutes before you go to bed about the pressure, because I think what happens is you go to sleep and the thoughts start to go a little wild, and then you wake up, you know, with your eyes wide open, ready to go, and it's not a good ready to go.
Right, okay.
So do a little tapping at night, a little bit in the morning, and remember, what's your purpose? You want to help people. You are serving people with your business. That's what you're doing. It's not about them judging. And I think you'll feel really more centered and more, you know, just I think you'll feel much more powerful.
Right. I did have a validation. I was not home. I was off doing something for my business I felt good about. And right in front of me, there was a license plate confirming. It was very, very cool. And,
don't ever forget those license plates.
I know.
Excellent. Okay, Patty, thank you. Thanks for being on. That's a great one for all of us. So everybody, just remember that. When you're too anxious, you can't hear your tummy, your gut, your heart. You can't hear divine guidance. And then just get to the bottom of it. What's really going on? Then you use the tapping. Then you get clear. You get back centered and grounded. And you say, I know what my next step is. I know what to do, whether it's personal, professional, with your health, with a relationship, anything. So that was a great one. All right, star 2. Gretchen, you had some more people with their hands raised.
I do. The next one, your last four digits are 0464. You are unmuted.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? Thank you so much. And I was about to say exactly what my thing is, because I was going to say, I'm so lucky, you know. And I feel like that can be a block for me, especially because I'm an actress.
Mm-hmm.
And now it makes me feel very sad and like crying, because it can't all be about luck.
Mm, got it.
It just
got
can't.
It. What's your first name? What's your name?
Hillary.
Hi, Hillary. Okay, so you end up judging yourself as being lucky. Oh, I'm just lucky. I just got that part because I'm lucky.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so what would be the block? Why might you be afraid to admit that you have talent?
Because there's been statements said to me like, oh, well, you don't have the credits to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, oh, your resume doesn't reflect ABC, so I can't do this, that, and the other for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's like I'm not giving myself the credit in return.
Okay. How do you feel about it? When they say your resume doesn't reflect this and this, so I can't do that for you, how do you feel about it? What's the emotion?
I feel angry.
Yeah.
I feel powerless. I feel... I feel, I know stuck is not an emotion. I feel angry and I feel, hold on, let me just,
Hi, what happened?
Yeah. I'm just thinking about, you know, when somebody says that to me, what is the emotion? Because really the statement that it goes to me is it's not fair.
I want you to try something else besides it's not fair, and that's true for you. That's a feeling, that's an impression, right? It's not fair. I want you to try this statement because I think this is what's informing it all. I'm not enough.
I'm not good enough to get what I want.
Yes. Okay. So 0 to 10, how true does that feel? Everybody, we're not measuring that it is true, that I think is true about Hillary. What we're doing is measuring how true does that feel to you. I'm not good enough. Hillary, 0 to 10.
It feels like a 9.5.
9.5. And you understand how this relates to the divine guidance piece?
Because I'm not good enough to get the divine guidance that I need.
Yeah. when someone doesn't feel good enough and they feel powerless and it's not fair, it's a lot of noise going on and a lot of information that walks in the door before you about you, right? So then you're not peaceful, you're not centered, you're not thinking, huh, I wonder what divine guidance, I mean, like Patty's saying, there was a license plate that had a word on it that confirmed she was doing the right thing. Like, we've got to look out for all of that. And if there's noises, I'm not good enough, it's not fair, you can't stop long enough to hear guidance. So that's the connection that I would make with it. But what we're going to do is help you with the I'm not good enough, which is a feeling and a limiting belief.
Yeah.
Right? It's not fact, but you've been told it. You don't have this. Well, Hillary, you don't have this, so I can't do that for you.
Right.
And it's irritating. So try this. You know tapping, Hillary, enough?
Yes.
You know tapping karate chop. Even though I'm convinced that I'm not good enough.
Even though I'm convinced that I'm not good enough.
And they keep telling me that anyway. I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
Even though I have this belief that I'm not good enough.
Even though I have this belief that I'm not good enough.
And it makes me angry and hurt.
And it makes me angry and hurt.
And it makes me call myself lucky.
And it makes me call myself lucky.
I choose to accept everything about me.
I choose to accept everything about me.
Eyebrow point. I'm convinced I'm not good enough.
I'm convinced I'm not good enough.
Side of the eye. I think that's an old feeling.
I think that's an old feeling.
Under the eye. I think it's an old pattern from my family.
I think it's an old pattern from my family.
Under the nose. And I let these people tell me it's true.
And I let these people tell me it's true.
Chin, which makes me feel powerless and resentful.
Which makes me feel powerless and resentful.
Collarbone, because I'm not just lucky.
Because I'm not just lucky.
Under the arm, I am talented.
I am talented.
Top of that, and I am inspired about my work.
And I am inspired about my work.
Okay, take a breath. Good. So we go back to the same sentence that was our testing statement. I'm convinced I'm not good enough. That was a 9.5. How does that feel?
It feels as a 7.
A 7. Okay. Did anything else come up that felt interesting? That's where it came from? Anything?
It was, this is an old belief.
Yeah. From your family?
I'm not sure, but and I choose to feel inspired by my own work. Inspired. This is old.
Now somebody has to teach you. Everybody, you have to be taught that you're not good enough. Because if you didn't think you were not good enough, when these people say, oh, your resume doesn't have, you would say, oh, please go jump in a lake. You would just go do your stuff anyway. It wouldn't get to you, but you've got a template. The same way I said about Patty, she has been judged before in a way that's not fair and not nice, or else she wouldn't have this issue. We don't just pop up with an issue. We have to have the experience. So let's go back to the eyebrow point, Hillary. It's an old belief that I'm not good enough.
It's an old belief that I'm not good enough.
They didn't mean to teach it to me.
They didn't mean to teach it to me.
Under the eye, but they would have taught it to anybody.
They would have taught it to anybody.
Under the nose, because that's how they feel about themselves.
Because that's how they feel about themselves.
Chin, but I am good enough.
But I am good enough.
Collarbone, and I'm trying to do the best I can.
And I'm trying to do the best I can.
Under the arm, and I do have what it takes.
And I do have what it takes.
Top of that, and I love what I do.
And I love what I do.
Good. Take a breath. Good. We go back. I'm convinced I'm not good enough. How does that feel energetically?
It doesn't feel true. And the statement, and I have what it takes, feels empowering.
Nice.
No,
don't you know that you do in your quiet, but don't you know that you have what it takes?
Yes, I have what it takes.
But it gets drowned out by something as high. So everybody, 0 to 10, we use that intensity scale. If you're a 9.5 on self-esteem, I'm not good enough, I don't deserve this, that is louder than anything, and it's going to win. That's why we've got to have a clearing technique, a clearing tool to help you release the stuff that's in the way so we get to the truth. What's the truth? Hillary, you have what it takes. You love your work. You're inspired to help other people through your work. You love entertainment. Mm. All of these things that are true, they don't get any space because you've got the chit-chat of, I'm not good enough. What are they going to say? They're going to see my resume. All that stuff, which is, you know what it is, right?
Yeah.
So we got to get still enough, quiet enough to get to the truth. And the truth is, I'm serving others. I love what I do. I love being an actress. And I have what it takes. And it's not just about luck, people. But you.
And anybody who ever said that to me, they didn't feel they had enough.
Exactly.
They were not enough.
Exactly. It's never personal, everybody. It's always about that other person who would do it to the next 10 people behind you. The first 10 people that are jealous of you, they're going to be jealous of the next 10 people behind you. The people who think you're not enough, they don't think they're enough. Okay, Hillary? So your homework, keep tapping on that. If that rears its ugly head again, I'm convinced I'm not good enough. Think, oh, go away. Where'd you come from? I don't know, but it's not mine. I love
what I do.
I love going on auditions. I'm really talented, and this is going to be fun. Have a good time with it.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're the best. You're the best.
All right, Hillary. Wonderful talking to you.
You too.
Excellent. Okay. Great calls, you guys. Great conflicts. This is what's in our way. This is what's in our way. These are the feelings and beliefs. Now, I always say it's fears, feelings, and beliefs. Well, of course, a fear is a feeling, but they get their own category because they're so big. You have a fear. You have other feelings, maybe guilt, resentment, anger, hurt, betrayal. And limiting beliefs, that's what's in our way of living a peaceful life where we can be quiet enough minutes of the day that we get divine guidance, we follow our gut, we make decisions that are great for us, great for our family, great for our loved ones, and we really feel empowered and inspired. I don't want to live a life that's blah. I have no interest in that whatsoever. I want to feel inspired. I want to do what makes me happy. I want to offering these calls. I've been on telesummits for years, all the big ones. I've never done live calls with it. And I thought this time, you know what? I'm kind of loving this live call stuff Gretchen and I talked about. I said, I'm offering 2 live calls for the Package B for John Burgos. It was an easy yes for me because I love this stuff. All right. Gretchen, start 2.
All right. Our next caller is last 4 digits are 2744. You are unmuted.
That would be me.
Hi, me. Who's this?
Renee. How are you,
Hi,
Carol?
Renee. I recognize your voice. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
That's so funny. I was listening to the number going, that sounds so familiar. Yes.
Sounds like my phone number. What's up today?
Yes. I guess just today, what's coming up today, right now, and sort of all morning is I've been feeling really tired and a little unsure, I guess it would be. And it's just something happened on the weekend. I was feeling great, and then I did something, went into a store looking for clothes and stuff. Anyway, I had a thing in the change room, and it threw me completely off. And then it's kind of made me feel wobbly about all kinds of stuff. Like I thought I was on the right path and all that. And it's just made me question, I just feeling not great about me. And,
what was the judgment, the criticism, the thought that you had that is now, ruined and made toxic the next couple of days? What was the thought?
Well, it was, I'm not where I want to be. Physically and that, and and that just then I started questioning things, where I knew I was entrusting in the process and doing all that kind of stuff. I just got out of there as quick as I could and felt a little bit lost, I guess. A little bit down, that kind of thing. Yeah.
So let's go to the emotions. So, and again, the divine guidance piece is, of course, when we feel like crud about ourselves, we're not hearing anything, we're not feeling anything, we're not trusting the decisions or the next step. Now, the feeling, so you said lost, felt lost and down. And I would say disappointed that when you did whatever you did that went, oh, I'm not where I want to be. Disappointment is a very heavy feeling.
Yeah, I would call it that, definitely.
Disappointed and discouragement?
Those two, definitely, yeah.
Okay.
And it was kind of, you know, like, oh, God, how long is this going to take kind of thing. And that's just, discouragement, you know.
Yes. So, everybody listening, I want you to also measure for yourself something that you feel disappointed in about yourself, discouraged. So, Renee, say this statement, I'm discouraged and disappointed that I'm not where I want to be.
I'm discouraged and disappointed that I'm not where I want to be.
0 to 10?
Yeah, 10. 9, 10. 10. Yeah,
you feel it as a 10? Okay. So
nine, ten, definitely.
So everybody that's talked so far has been an 8, 9, or 10. These things are ruining our day.
Yeah.
That's why we need a clearing tool to get these feelings down, diluted, but validated at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to say the truth is I'm disappointed, but when you're on day 3 of ruining your, you know, your outlook on life, that's not fair to you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we can't change that you aren't where you want to be, but we can change feeling and then get back on track and say, so what's your next, if you're not where you want to be, what's your next step?
Yeah. And I, you know, it's funny because I know I'm on the right path. It's just a lot of patience and trust, and it's not a, you know, and the lure of the quick fix is, you know, it's just,
it's alluring, it's seductive.
It's tempting, right? And I know it's not a, that's never results in permanent stuff. And then, you know, it's interesting, too, with that being so high, I just feel so fatigued today. So fatigued. Just don't want to do anything. Carol, did I lose you? Hello? Carol?
It sounds like we did lose her.
No, hold I'm on. Here. I'm here.
Oh, no, this is Gretchen.
Oh, did we lose Carol?
I think we did for a second. Hold on.
Oh,
Let me see what's going on. She was there up until just that moment. She might not know it. Oh, she just texted.
Oh, dear.
She'll call back.
Okay. Thanks, Gretchen. I was going to hang up.
Nope, you're good. We heard you. I had to unmute myself quick because I thought you would. I'm like, oh, she's going to hang up.
Yeah, no.
All right, she's coming.
Okay.
That's funny, though, because she's still on here, so I'm not sure what happened. Like, when I look at the names. Yeah, it's just
maybe
not.
Maybe she's on a VoIP connection, a voice over IP connection.
Maybe. Technology.
Yeah.
Hang tight. She's calling right now.
Gretchen? Gretchen.
I can hear you.
You're here.
Okay.
Hi, Gretchen?
Yeah.
Okay, what happened? I can't get through.
I don't know.
I tried 4 times to get through.
Yeah, I don't know. It must have been your phone because you were still connected. So, but nope, we can hear you on your cell.
Oh, I don't have enough juice on my cell. Okay, we'll do the best we can. Hi, Renee. Sorry
Hi.
About that. I have
okay.
no idea what happened. I don't know what's going on there. Okay, the phone looks fine. Everything's fine. It says a valid number. So we're going to go back to the disappointment.
Uh-huh.
All right? So you were at a 10. That's pretty bad. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And we're just going to let it be where it is, which is that you're disappointed.
that you're not where you want to be, and you're even admitting that you're tempted to go into those quickie fix stuff that never works, of course.
No. Yeah.
Okay, so try this.
Yeah.
Karate chop. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Karate chop. Even though I feel disappointed that I'm not where I want to be.
Even though I feel disappointed that I'm not where I want to be.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
Even though I'm disappointed that I'm not where I want to be.
Even though I'm disappointed that I'm not where I want to be.
I accept who I am no matter what.
I accept who I am no matter what.
Even though I feel discouraged.
Even though I feel discouraged.
That I'm not where I want to be.
That I'm not where I want to be.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
And then we go to the eyebrow point as usual. I feel discouraged I'm not where I want to be.
I feel discouraged that I'm not where I want to be.
I feel discouraged that I'm not where I should be.
I feel discouraged that I'm not where I should be.
Under the eye, I feel discouraged I'm not where I want to be.
I feel discouraged I'm not where I want to be.
Under the nose, and I let it ruin 3 days.
And I've let it ruin 3 days.
Chin, and that's okay.
And that's okay.
But I'm kind of done with this.
But I'm kind of done with it.
Under the arm, I'm kind of done with it.
I'm kind of done with it.
Top of the head, I let it ruin 3 days.
I let it ruin 3 days already.
Eyebrow, but I got so disappointed.
But I got so disappointed.
Side of the eye, I felt so discouraged.
I felt so discouraged.
Under the eye, that I'm not where I want to be.
That I'm not where I want to be.
Under the nose, and I'm going to start right now.
And I'm going to start right now.
Chin, to be where I want to be.
To be where I want to be.
Collarbone, which means I'm going to raise my vibration.
Which means I'm going to raise my vibration.
Under the arm, put one foot in front of the other.
And put one foot in front of the other.
Top of it, and choose to be where I want to be.
And choose to be where I want to be.
Emotionally and vibrationally.
Emotionally and vibrationally. Yeah.
Good. Take a breath. Ah, no right or wrong. How'd that feel?
That felt good.
Yeah.
To say it out loud, yeah.
Good. How's the 10?
A 10's a, it's a 7.5.
7.5. And did anything else come up?
Yeah, just I was questioning that I'm, you know I'm on the right path, and I'm like, but I'm not, it's not moving fast. It's not moving very fast at all. And there's some level of frustration with myself and the program. And I just feel fatigued. I am so tired right now from it. I think it's from it, to be honest. I was feeling super good, and it's made me feel like I don't want to do anything, you know?
You mean the disappointment has made you feel so fatigued?
I think so. The pushing back at that and, you know, just having that kind of thought pattern that I've been coping with, and I've been doing exercise and stuff to get rid of it, like, I mean, tapping and that kind of stuff, you know, but I feel myself being a little bit snappy and a little bit tired. Yeah, it's interesting.
Eyebrow, I feel, so this is a patience issue.
Yeah.
Nobody, it never go, it, whatever the it is, never goes fast enough for people.
Yeah,
right? Eyebrow, I feel impatient.
I feel impatient.
Side of the eye, it's not happening fast enough.
Not happening fast enough.
Under the eye, and that's okay.
And that's okay.
Under the nose, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
Chin, no wonder I'm exhausted.
No wonder I'm exhausted.
Collarbone, I'm so tired.
I'm so tired.
Under the arm, it's the disappointment and the frustration.
It's the disappointment and the frustration.
Top of the disappointment and frustration.
The disappointment and frustration.
And everything I put myself through.
And everything I put myself through.
Good. Take a breath. Good. How you doing?
Better.
Better?
Better. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So what's on your homework list? So everybody, when you go into the dumps about something.
Yeah.
You can go into it for just so long, and then it's time to start taking some action.
Yeah.
While you're validating the feelings, while it's recognizable, while you say, hey, I'm just discouraged, okay, and
not but. So you're discouraged, and what are you going to do? Are you going to get seduced into one of those quick fixes? Or are you going to,
no.
you know, how are you going to stay on the path?
Well, I think this morning I did some meditation and visualization that was really helpful, and some tapping.
Good.
And I feel like I want to go for a walk and just do a gratitude walk, I think.
Good. Move the energy. when we get stuck, move the energy.
Okay.
And you know what? If it's not fast enough, name it. It's not fast enough.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. In other words, everybody tries to convince you that it is. If it's not fast enough for you, it's not fast enough.
Not fast enough, yeah. You know.
Right. Own it,
and,
but you do have to look at it if you have unrealistic images of what you, you know, people do that in business, they do it with weight, they do it with health, they do it with relationships, they do it everywhere.
Yeah.
But if it's not fast enough, you have to look at the reality of that and then look at the feelings and then do the tapping or meditation or gratitude walk around it.
Right.
Okay.
Do you have any other suggestions? So move the energy, basically, is what you're saying.
Move the energy with all of those things. So the tapping, the gratitude walk. Sometimes when we get trapped in our own feelings, the only thing to do is to physically walk, like literally move.
Yeah.
So sometimes people go into too much meditation. Meditation is fabulous, but sometimes we need to move the energy. Not sit still and meditate. Okay.
It's a process. Okay. I've lost trust.
Disappointment.
I've lost trust in myself and the process and all of that, you know, temporarily.
Work on that.
Yeah. Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you so
much,
Carol.
Okay, Renee, I'm so glad you were on.
Thank you. Okay.
Great. Hi, Gretchen.
Okay.
Star two.
We have a hand raised and we have a written in question. Would you, what would you prefer?
Let's see if I can answer the written in and then we'll get to the hand raised.
Okay, great. Okay, so this question is from Jamie, and they're asking, having some trouble with feeling abundant, I've spent lots of money on training programs and ready to share, teach in my own heart-centered business, but now I'm fearful I won't make money to support my own work and also to continue training.
Ah, that is about feeling abundant and feeling trust that you are teaching your stuff in your way. Okay, so the statement is really a fear, right? I'm afraid I won't make enough doing my own thing. Doesn't that sound like what she's asking? Right? So, Jamie, what I want you to do, just quickly tap with me right now. Go to the eyebrow point. I'm afraid it's not going to work out. Side of the eye. Whenever I get afraid, I don't listen to guidance. Under the eye. I'm afraid it won't work out. Under the nose, I'm having trouble feeling abundant. Chin point. But I want it to work out. Collarbone. And I know I'm good at what I do. Under the arm. But I have these fears. Top of the head. But I'm ready to listen to guidance instead. Then you take a breath. And then you could do that a couple of times. Jamie, what I know is that fear means we're not listening to guidance because fear isn't guidance. Fear is just fear. So you can tap on it until you get pretty neutral about it and then say, well, what is my next step? What is the next step in my heart center business? Don't get caught up in necessarily the next five programs so much. It's just what's the next really good step? Is it about marketing? Is it about teaching? Is it about the time of your classes? Is it about what is it? Like, I don't know what it's about for you. I know what it's about for me, but I have to be quiet and still and unfearful enough to take that next step. That's what gets in my way, is the sound of the fear gets in my way. All right? So keep tapping, Jamie, on I'm not feeling abundant. Because I think I hear the scarcity issue. To come from the scarcity, yes, but what if it doesn't work out? So keep tapping on all that. Excellent. Great. Let's see if we can take a star two.
Okay. We have a caller. Your last four digits are 8711. You are unmuted.
Hey, Carol. Can you hear me?
Hi. Who's this?
This is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Well, I'm just great. I've been an admirer of your work for a long, long time, and I finally dived in.
Yay!
So.
Awesome.
Yay,
what are you working on? What are you working on today?
Well, it's very appropriate that this is our first phone call. I'm leaving a marriage after 25 years that was to a narcissist. I have two boys who are in real deep pain and trouble right now. One is a binge drinker, and the other one is just completely stuck in their life. And when I reached out and tried to offer some help on, especially the binge drinker, I was very, very concerned about that. It was just one more having it thrown back at me that, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm, you know, I wasn't there when they needed me, and why would they trust me now? And, you know, I guess I'm misaligned and rebuffed on this. Instead of following my intuition as a mother that says these kids really need some help, and now is
yes.
the time to make some really, really positive change for them.
Yes. And let me say something about addiction. I worked in the addiction field for years, and I have addiction in my family. Any excuse for the binge drinker to keep drinking, any excuse in the world, any reason possible. And if that means, Mom, you weren't there for me when I needed you, really? So that's why you're going to binge drink? Mom, but you didn't make the right decision, really? So that's why you're going to be? So it is not about you. It may be true. You weren't there for them. Great. You're offering to be there now, and they're not going to accept it. They're adult men, right? They're adults?
Yes, they are.
Right? So just
21
remember,
and 23.
The alcoholic, the binge drinker, has to protect the drinking, otherwise they have to feel the feelings.
Right.
So just remember that. Okay. So what can I help you with then on this? How are you doing with accessing your divine guidance, your guidance of any kind?
Well, you know, I'm pretty good, and that's what I'm kind of coming back to after all these 25 years, and I finally made the decision to get out. And and then, you know, in a way, I feel like I've cut a lot of the emotional ties to getting out of this kind of a relationship, and but they can throw me, I mean, they can't, I allow that, but I get thrown off center pretty fast when I've always been very empathic to pain and all that type of thing. So
what's the feeling,
you know, I'm
Laura,
kind
what's
of
the
between,
feeling?
Yes.
What's the feeling I can help you with that's blocking?
That in my heart of hearts, even if I'm maligned, I know I'm right, and this doesn't need to cut me off at my knees. That and also these kids are going to do what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm. So you're in pain that they're not accepting your help.
And also that I'm completely maligned in all of this. I'm made to be the bad guy in all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Always got to be a narcissist always has to have a villain.
Right.
And when you realize that, you no longer feel the target of the narcissist. It's like, oh, I'm the villain today. Okay. All
right.
Right. So on a scale of 0 to 10, the frustration, the helplessness that you've been made to be the villain, all of that, how high is that?
You know,
you're not
I'd probably say about a 7.5. I'm getting there, but then I just got thrown off today. So
okay.
I'd like to just go through this and see if we can clear this up.
You all are funny. I don't usually get 7.5, 9.5, 7.5.
Well,
yeah,
I have no idea.
No, it's all, so all every caller has said 1.5. All right, karate chop. Even though I'm frustrated and feeling helpless.
Even though I'm frustrated and feeling helpless.
That they're making me the bad guy again.
That they're making me the bad guy again.
I accept who I am.
I accept who I am.
And that I made the right decision for me.
And that I've made the right decision for me.
Even though I feel frustrated and helpless.
Even though I feel frustrated and helpless.
That I'm the bad guy again.
That I'm the bad guy again.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
Eyebrow, I let them get me off my center.
I let them get me off my center.
Side of the eye, their criticism makes me get off my center.
Their criticism makes me get off my center.
Under the eye, maybe I wasn't there for them enough.
Maybe I wasn't there for them enough.
Under the nose, but I'm there for them now.
But I'm there for them now.
question. I'm offering my help.
I'm offering my help.
Collarbone, I'm grounded about myself.
I'm grounded about myself.
Under the arm, and they'll come to me when they're ready.
And they will come to me when they're ready.
Top of that, I want to feel centered in my own decisions.
I want to be centered in my own decisions.
Good. Take a breath. And go back to the 7.5. How's that feeling?
Let's see.
That was frustration. That was frustration.
Yeah.
And helplessness.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it kind of just, I did get back to center on that one. I mean, it got back to what the core of this is for me.
Which was making the right decision for you.
It's making the right decision for me. It's also not to take on, I feel guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, they take none of my suggestions. They don't want to do anything I ask them to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I just can't feel guilty anymore, you know?
Okay. How high is the guilt? Because we could actually just take that down a bit. That would be
helpful. Let's take that down. Yeah.
So
hey, that's
I
a regular
feel guilty.
Seven.
I feel guilty that I left their father. Is that what the issue is?
No, I feel guilty that I didn't do more. That I didn't see through all this, and that I am leaving them now because I am leaving them. I can't
mm-hmm.
play this game anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Okay. So regular seven, karate chop. Even though I feel guilty that I'm leaving them.
Even though I feel guilty that I'm leaving them.
I'm still their mother.
I'm still their mother.
And I've offered a lot of help.
And I have offered a lot of help.
Even though I still feel guilty that I'm leaving them.
Even though I still feel guilty that I'm leaving them.
I accept who I am and how I feel.
I accept who I am and how I feel.
Eyebrow point. All this guilt isn't helping.
All this guilt isn't helping.
Sorry, the eye. I feel so guilty.
I feel so guilty.
Under the eye, but I had to make this decision.
But I had to make this decision.
Under the nose, they're grown-ups now.
They're grown-ups now.
Chin, and I'm doing the best I can.
And I'm doing the best I can.
Collarbone, I don't want guilt to cloud my decisions.
I don't want guilt to cloud my decisions.
Under the arm, so I choose to release it now.
So I choose to release it now.
Under the arm, I know how much I love them.
I know how much I love them.
Top of it. And I know I had to make this decision for me.
And I know I had to make this decision for me.
Good. Take a breath. Good. How's that feel?
That feels more centered. More centered.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. So we make the decisions for the best decisions we can. We offer help. We don't get entangled. You don't want to get entangled in the blame game, and you don't want to get entangled in the, yeah, but you weren't there for me before. I know I wasn't, but I am now.
Right. Right.
Don't argue it. If that's their perception, don't argue it.
Okay.
You validate
right.
it for them and then say, but I am now.
Right. Right. And I think the last part of that is you come to me when you're ready to work.
Mm-hmm.
That's the next one. So they just don't
awesome.
Jerk my chain. Yeah.
Yeah. And remember, they are adults. They're 21 and 23 now. Binge drinking is a choice. And until it spills into alcoholism, he needs help.
Well, he's getting some, but he's pretty manipulative. But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Laura, I'm so glad you were on.
Yeah, thank you. I'll enjoy this whole program so much.
Great. Great.
Yeah.
I can't wait to all of you check in with me next week. Awesome.
Okay.
Thanks, Laura.
You bet.
Gretchen, if there's one more star two, one more raised hand, I'll take that, or one more call in on the, a write-in question.
All right. That's all I see for now. So last call, guys, star two if you want to raise your hand and talk with Carol or write in a question.
And I hope you all can be here next week, same time. We'll check in with all of you, have some new callers. But I want to hear the progress. So any questions, either star two with a question or a tapping sequence or a question in the write-in.
All right. I don't see any questions. And no hands are raised.
All right, everyone. Well, it's 4:10, so in an hour and 10 minutes, this is now recorded for you. I apologize. I have no idea what happened to my phone. Absolutely no idea. I apologize for that little break. But listen again and listen to the tapping. And also remember you've got the package where you've got the 4 phone calls that were pre-recorded. You've got the brand new 10 tapping activations and sequences that I just did, which are really fun. Then you've got the Abundance Meditation course, and then you've got 2 of my products about abundance, and those will just be really fun. They're in small segments. They're big products, but they're in small little segments, so you can listen to one recording at a time. So it's a really, really packed product that you all bought, and then these 2 live calls. So we look forward to next week, same time, 3:00 Eastern. The technical title of that call is Find Your Next Yes. We'll be doing the same as today, talking about your feelings, your fears, your concerns, what's in the way of getting your next yes for the next best decision for you today. All right. So many thanks to Gretchen. Thank you for being my recorder and being here and calling on everyone. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Carol.
Mm-hmm. All right, everybody. We'll talk to you next week, same time, on April 5th. Okay, take care, everybody. Thanks. The moderator has left.